Welcome to Story to Screen. I'm your host, Eric, and we are rocking the film world with filmmakers and music professionals, and you, our listeners, here at KPEO Radio.
And I've got Ivory from Georgia Hotspot. He's a film and TV producer. So we got our music side, we got our film side, and we're ready to rock and roll. We are rocking the film world here with Story to Screen. So I'm going to bring up Nate first. Nate, can you just tell us a little bit about who you are and you know, a little bit about PBM and what your spot is in PBM?
Sure. So PBM stands for Peanut Butter Mosquito, and we've been around, formed in Detroit about 1997, so we've been around for a while. And from about 2002 to about 2008, I had the opportunity to tour quite extensively. We hit all 48 continental United States, spent some time over in Europe, released a few CDs, had one released nationally in 2006, and we've had our music featured in at least, I think, almost every country with cable, I believe, has our music has floated around somewhere in there, and we've been doing that since, like I said, around 1997, and we kind of stopped around 09, 2010, when all of us decided to get married and have thousands of children, and then we decided about a year ago to kind of get back at it, so that's what we've been doing. I'm the singer in the group, also the primary songwriter, and we've pretty much had the same lineup for the last 25 years, had the same group of guys, which has been quite a blessing for us, that all of us have been able to keep in touch over the years. And, you know, we're kind of a pop rock group with the horn section. And, you know, a lot of people have compared us to, like, you know, Green Day, Bare Naked Ladies with horns, things like that. Yeah. But, yeah, you know, I guess you can compare it to whatever you want as long as you listen to it. So.
Well, awesome. Being able to keep the same guys in a band for that length of time is definitely that's a miracle all on its own. We'll come back to that. Have you had any of your music be able to get into TV shows or film yet, Nate?
Not yet. That is something that has kind of eluded us. We did have an opportunity. We have had our music featured on national radio and television, but we have never had anything in any type of TV show or movie that I know of. It could be somewhere that I do not know of, and if someone else knows of it, I'd love to find that out. But as far as I know, we have not, and that is a frontier I think we would be very interested to conquer at some point.
Right on, right on, man. Well, that's a lot of the reason that we're all here is this show is all about bringing musicians and producers together to create opportunities for young people. And so with that, I'm going to flip over to Mr. Ivory. Welcome to the show, Ivory.
Thank you, Eric, for having me.
Yeah, thank you, man. Can you tell everybody just a little bit about who you are, Ivory, and what you work on?
Awesome, awesome. Well, I am a medical professional by trade, entrepreneur. I've always had a passion for film, and in college, I had a decision to make either, you know, pay the bills or be a starving artist as a filmmaker. So I chose to go the medical route, but still always kept in touch with my passion for, you know, film and TV and the creative process. And much recently, got the opportunity to do some things. I did a few documentaries about pro athletes, NBA players, and that kind of sparked the interest again to make it a transition in life, and which I did, and subsequently started shooting Georgia's Hot Spots, which I've been shooting. And you've been a huge part of that project, Eric, in creating these episodes and moving us down the line. So doing that has allowed me to kind of open doors into other projects and meeting people to curate and create other projects, which have brought us to media now where we're working on a streaming platform ordeal, which we should have finalized shortly and will launch in 2024.
Awesome. Awesome. Good to hear, man. Well, and, you know, and again, that's a lot of the reason why we're here. So, you know, part of what I want to do is stop talking too much and get you guys talking together about, you know, the kinds of things that could and should be happening in this industry. And part of that gets down to when you've got film producers and TV producers, and then you've got musicians working together. The idea with this show is that we're going to be able to get you guys working in the same spaces together, because every film producer needs music underneath their stuff, whether it's TV, movies, documentaries, I don't care what it is. You guys all need music, and all of you musicians, I don't know if you've all figured it out yet, but you need visual media in order to sell what you do, because visual is still the most moving, powerful medium to sell anything. So,
right.
You know, right. There are a lot of platforms out there that you can get subscriptions to, and you can get licensed music and sync licensing and all that good stuff. And I'm not going to delve too deep into that, except to say that what a great idea to be able to just reach out to a musician or a film producer that you now know. So now, you know, you guys have been introduced to each other, which means there's this amazing opportunity for Ivory to be able to call up Nate on any given day and go, "Hey, Nate, I got this show I'm doing and it really needs a horn rock song. And, you know, I know that's some of what you do. So like what you got, can you pass some stuff over to me? Let me hear it. Oh, and by the way, because Nate's music now is all going to be up on KPEO, because that's another big part of this show, is that when the music, you know, comes onto this show, it becomes part of KPEO radio. So now he's going to get heard all over the world through KPEO as well. And now, Ivory, you've got another guy on your team who's talking about the fact that, you know, you're a film producer and he was on this show as a film producer. So your friends become his friends become your friends. And,
awesome.
And it's a big party for all of us.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the idea and what you're doing and pushing, Eric, is wonderful, because the biggest thing is to have the conversation, because the artist we get so wrapped up in the artistry, and we're not out there meet people half of the time if you're truly out there creating. So the biggest thing is to meet the personnel, to grow the team and to meet like-minded folks that can help you create in a realm that you feel comfortable in, and they feel comfortable in what they do. So the biggest thing is meeting those folks, is making that connection to get comfortable with that artist, to say, hey, I trust them with this piece of my art. Let's see what we can mesh and make happen. Because oftentimes, as a producer, and you know, we spend we'll shoot content and then spend a great deal of time trying to find the appropriate underlying music to flow with it. So it's good to have a book of folks that you can call on and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking. You take a gander. Let me see if we can make some magic happen.
Absolutely, man. Because, yeah, this stuff crosses over all the time. Nate, like, you know, like, I mean, we'll be, shooting a music video. And so, yeah, the music is important, but you still got to have the production side of it as well. And,
yeah.
You're constantly crossing over into each other's worlds. And so, but you're right too, Ivory. It is still somehow very difficult in this world to somehow sometimes reach across the aisle and just go, hey, buddy, like, we were on this show together and now I know you. So, like, let's talk about things we can do together. And, I'm gonna hammer away at this show is all put together because of We Are Starfish. And We Are Starfish, the whole idea behind We Are Starfish is that there are kids out there that are struggling. There are kids that are struggling because of childhood trauma. There's kids that are struggling because things that have gone on in their family or their friendships or just their life in general. And the creative arts, I don't know about you, Ivory, and I don't know about you, Nate, but this is the next question. So, you know, what I've experienced is that there is something about the creative arts that is a constructive medium that allows kids to be able to work through some really difficult things using this stuff, whether it's poetry or music or filming or script writing or any of that kind of stuff. It all falls under the creative arts. So, Ivory, I'm going to throw back to you and ask you, you know, can you tell me, like, is there something about the, you mentioned that it's a passion, but is there anything that you can tell us about how you think the world that you live in when it comes to film and producing and production, what about that world can you see would help a kid be able to get through some tough times?
Oh, man, easily. It helps that kid, or for me, to use your imagination. And that, I think that was big for me earlier on in life when, you know, I picked up a camera to do some shorts. It allowed me the opportunity to create and use my imagination, which in turn helps us out in real life situations. It helps us with the ability to create when there's obstacles, to look at those obstacles creatively and problem solve. You know, filmmaking is it's a great deal of problem solving, whether it's looking at angles, takes, filming in inclement weather, all those kinds of things, you know, all those hardships mixed together to create and use your imagination as a kid or a young adult, all helps with the process of building that intestinal fortitude or that grit to help you get through things in life. So in a nutshell, helping to build grit and using the imagination to create, I think does wonders for any kid using any medium. But in my case, it's filmmaking.
Absolutely, man. I couldn't agree more. And Nate, I'll throw it back to you real quick. What you with the songwriting and the music, you know, is there something in your world that same thing that, you know, you can see how you can use that to help a young person get through something difficult?
Well, I can tell you, you know, two things. First of all, when we went through this whole COVID thing a few years back, you know, it was the arts in general. I don't care whether it was music, but it primarily was music and visual media, whether that's movies or television shows or documentary. I mean, that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's what got people through this, for the arts. We had people home, and it was the arts, it was music, you know, that got folks through those tough times. And, you know, I can talk about my own experiences, and, you know, I've been very blessed to not really have any really traumatic things happen to me in my life. I've had a, you know, I've been pretty blessed to have a pretty good life, but I will tell you that, I mean, as far as music goes on my end, I mean, I think everyone has a song that can identify a certain period of their life. And that can either be a breakup or that could be a passing of a family member. You always have a song that you attach to that. So I think the power of music is twofold. One in which you're able to bring it with you and help you through it. And secondly, you're able to hear someone else going through the exact same thing you are. So if you're sitting there, you're dealing with a breakup, or you're dealing with something traumatic, you're able to take that ride with someone. A lot of the time, someone you look up to and say, man, you know, this person got through it and look where they're at right now. This is something I'm going to be able to do. But for all the funding and all the things we see in this world happening to the arts, it's ironic that the visual arts and music were the two things that kind of supported this world for those years during the pandemic, because everything else was closed. And all we had was the art. And I always think about that, because people are always saying, you know, we don't need the arts. Well, I shudder to think what would have happened if we didn't have them during that period. I don't know if people would have.
Oh, man. it would have been a dreadful year or two, I tell you that much, if we didn't have that. And
your favorite movie to watch or your favorite song to listen to in that time, I mean, come you know, what are you going to do? So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think it absolutely got a lot of people through a lot of downtime, let's call it.
Well, absolutely.
Right.
And and I think it's and when you have so many artists, and I mean, I can tell you for years, you know, just out there, and we started doing this long before social media, long before most people even had the internet or a computer at their house. And you're pounding the pavement and you're passing out flyers. I mean, I remember walking through cities in Detroit with a Walkman with our music and saying like, hey, you want to come to our show? This is what we sound like. And to be able to cross that aisle and have that conversation where you're talking to another artist in a different medium and say, hey, you know, we're both in the same boat. This only benefits both of us. I mean, it's a no-brainer as far as you reaching across and doing that. And it's amazing that this doesn't happen more often, because I know so many people that make music, and I know so many people that are involved in the visual arts, and very rarely do they work together. And it's kind of interesting, like Eric said at the beginning, the visual piece of music is so pivotal, and every single movie and TV show and documentary needs to have music in the background. So they're needed. And yet these conversations rarely happen, if ever.
So, Eric, let's get to take a, that'd be a good time to stop and let's take a break. You're listening to Story to Screen on KPO War Community Radio.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making Home Affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is Why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Aaron, your host for the new show, LLC, Living Local Colorado. The show is dedicated to discussing what it means to be an entrepreneur in the fantastic state of Colorado. We will be focusing on family-run businesses, with a concentration on restaurants and bars, discussing how the community is changing and what it takes to be an active part of the community as a business. We will be discussing wine, spirits, history, sports, and other topics, along with our many guests, from restaurateurs to sports figures to local leaders. Join us September 27th, Wednesday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for our first show, and we will be on every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
How's it going, everyone? This is Nate Castle with Peanut Butter Mosquito, and you're listening to KPEO, World Community Radio, which broadcasts from Toronto, Canada, Denver, Colorado, and London in the United Kingdom. Tune into the Story to Screen Film and Music Radio Show Tuesdays at 7 p.m. MST and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Tuesday, November 7th, I'm going to be talking with show host Eric Krefeld about some Peanut Butter Mosquito news. Some real exciting things happening in 2024. We're going to be recording. We have a really awesome video that's going to be dropping. And 2024 is going to be the year of PBM, the year of the mosquito, if you will. Looking forward to talking to everyone. We'll see you then.
Things went wrong since you've gone. You broke my heart and entertainment followed suit. Late last week, you left me. You broke my heart and then my NES in two. I knew that you'd be back. You left your yearbook and your wallet here with me. With a guy, he beat me up and took my Super Mario 3. I miss the way we used to video foreplay. I miss the way we used to make out during the level segues. And I said left, left, things aren't right, right, then to left. Come on, baby. Apollo!
Miss Ivory, correct?
Here I am.
Yeah. Single, yeah, I gotta send you a text.
I'm popping up without the two ducks in my hand.
Hey, do me a favor.
There you go.
Sure. Yep,
what
four.
You
let me
know,
do that right
and
now,
in
so.
Remembrance the
as soon as I get off, I start another project.
I call you up. Yeah, I try to drop a line. You say go try another castle.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm gone for good this time.
If I start a project, if I don't do it.
Since you've gone, you broke my heart, and entertainment followed suit. Left, left, things are right, right, bend to left. Come on, baby.
One of their one of my favorite songs that they do. We're right here with Story Two Screen. I got Ivory with Georgia Hotspots and all other kind of productions. I got Nate with Peanut Butter Mosquito, also known as PBM. You know, that song Password, that's always been a favorite of mine. I've always thought it was like probably one of the most clever songs I've ever heard. And for you listeners, if you didn't pick up on it, I'll let Nate give you a little inside of can you tell us a little bit about that song, Nate?
Yeah, so it's basically taking there was something when I was growing up in the late 80s, early 90s for certain Nintendo games. There was something called the Konami code. Konami was a company that made Nintendo games in the 80s and 90s, and there was a certain code you had to put in, and if the game was made by Konami and you put in this code at the beginning of it, it would let you, it would either give you extra lives or, you know, something like that. So I placed the code within the song. So, you know, it goes left, left, things aren't right, right, since you've left. Come on, baby, is it time to select a new start? So we're trying to place the code within the song. So it was kind of a love song about someone dumping someone over video games. And he was, kind of using the Konami code back with her. So, awesome. I believe that, you know, that recording is almost 20 years old. That's from 2006, believe it or not.
Wow.
Crazy as it is. So, yeah, it's a
clever song. Yeah.
Back away.
We've been talking about like what we're doing here and why we're together. And, I've got these two amazingly talented people right here on this show right now live. And the idea here is that, you know, somewhere between the film and TV world that Ivory's living in and somewhere in the music world that Nate is living in, that there are young people out there that are wanting so badly to get into this world. Some of them want to get into this world just because they think it's cool. They think it's fun. They think it might be what they want to do for a living. Others of them are tripping and sliding and falling into this world because they don't even understand it yet, but they're drawing to get, you know, relief from something, or they're writing to get relief from something. And so I'm going to come back to you guys again and just ask you to tell me something. Tell me something that you, if you're not already doing it after now having this conversation and meeting with each other, is there something you can think of in your world that you can start doing that, that, you know, we as we are Starfish can, we'll partner with you. We'll lock arms with you if we haven't already. In some cases we have already. So, but yeah, as we are Starfish, we want to lock arms with you and get some opportunities for these kids in some way, shape or form. So Ivory, I'm going to start with you. And you know, there's something you can think of that we could bring this together to help kids just be kids.
Awesome. And it's funny you should bring that question up, because we have most recently been talking about our internship program. It's kind of been something, you know, on the back burner, you know, when you're in the launch and startup phases of what we're doing. We talked about it, and most recently I've talked about it with one of my attorneys about really making it a part of what we do and bringing young folks in to, you know, get a peek behind the curtain, so to speak, and to get involved. And for me, I love the younger folks being around, because they, even if they're not well versed in a field or sector, their ideas can, you know, can change things. You know, they bring a new perspective. They bring honest eyes. So, again, for us, we're definitely looking at launching that end of it, and finding a way to incorporate young folks in what we do. And again, giving them a peek into the arena and how they can function, and look at the different opportunities in film and TV.
Awesome. Yeah. And, you know, again, as you know, with Starfish, we'd love to lock arms and help you with that and, you know, find different ways that we can help as well. And kids are undaunted. It's part of the beauty of they just look at the world. They haven't been pushed down by everything yet. They haven't had, you know, it's amazing. They just see things so differently. And some of the things that we forget to think about, you know, it's just so cool when you're around all that young energy. Yes, all kinds of good stuff happens. And then, you know, yeah, the idea is, you know, I don't know, like I used to write poetry all the time as a kid. And to me, like, I didn't really realize it a whole lot until I got much older, but a lot of my writing was angry writing. It was angry, frustrated, writing that the
not
whole purpose
you, Eric.
Of it.
Not you.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah, man. I was angry as a kid. I was angry at the world, and I was angry at, you know, I'm adopted, and I was working through a lot of adoption things and yeah, like I wanted the world to just stand up and do things differently, just in general.
Gotcha.
And writing was a big way for me to work through all of those thoughts without doing anything, you know, anything that wasn't constructive. We'll just put it that way.
Burning the house down, Eric.
exactly. You understand what I'm saying? And so yeah, like it turned into photography, and it turned into film, and it turned into like just all these relationships that I've built with people over the years that, you know, we're all storytellers, and we're all using some way to tell these stories. And these kids have stories that they need to work through. And if you can provide them opportunities to do that, I mean, what a blessing for them and for you. I'll kick it over to Nate as well. Nate, you know, in your world, the music world and the lyrical world and all that stuff, like,
yeah,
is there something you can think of that you can wrap your arms around these guys?
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, we would love to, if there's anyone out there, anyone that would like to, and I think as far as music goes, just get together, talk music, write music, because I think a lot of people, especially younger people, that are dealing with something in their life and they want music to be some kind of outlet, don't even know where to start. You know, maybe they don't know any other musicians, and sometimes it just takes you sitting around with someone, talking about your ideas, putting them to paper, you know, writing down some chords, writing down some music or some songs. So, I mean, anyone in that situation, any young person in that situation, I mean, I guess anyone in general is more than welcome to reach out to us on social media, and we'll get right back to you. We would love to, you know, we have a show coming up December 29th at the Crowfoot Ballroom here in Detroit. I'd love to have you come on out. We'd love to meet you, love to talk to you, sit down with you, work on some music. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, I mean, you know, we're at an age where a lot of our own kids are starting to learn instruments and things like that. So, you know, we would love to, I mean, just, you know, just sit down as just a couple of musicians and talk and write and kind of learn your story and work with you. I mean, that'd be something we would love to do. And, you know, I have done that before. I have sat down with a lot of people because it wasn't too long ago that I was that kid that I needed to sit down. And, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, we went down to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. And we were only, you know, 19, 20 years old at the time. And there, at that time, there were some older musicians that went down there with us that were probably 10, 15 years older than us. And they really helped us. They really mentored us and helped us in, you know, in our craft and helped kind of get our feet wet. And we really owe quite a lot to them. So there is never a bad time. Send us a message. We'd love to get together. You know, we can even do something over Zoom or FaceTime or something, and we can sit and, you know, talk music, write something out. Because a lot of the time you just kind of need that push. And, we would love to be those people to help you out with that.
Okay. Absolutely. So I think that's another good time. Let's get to PBM Real Life on KPO World Community Radio.
Perfect pick, man. Renee, you read my mind.
What do you mean? Oh, well, you send me the music, I'm gonna play in the deal, so I gotta showcase them, you know?
In my head, there's a place where every teen movie I've seen has erased everything I thought I knew about love. It's replaced with the one with snappy violin, calling Kate in an hour and a half. The high school. That I'm seeing on the screen make me wanna be 16, yeah. The real world calls, and I know I'm singing in artificial mystique. And I laugh as you did, though I beat, then I chased you to the lake. So you jumped from a tree, was more than I could take. The sun shone down, no one's around. Scene 10:15, rock against your window. You wake up with the moonlight coming down on your gold hair. Come downstairs, don't despair. I said I was sorry about today.
So,
anyway,
Ivory, did you get my
cue the soundtrack. Wanted for flash in the pan. We won't hear from him again. No, I want you back.
You need to come see Wild Back. Wild Back.
So we sat there all alone. All alone on your deck, till the sun came up, we dozed off. We didn't expect your parents to find us. The climax starts and breaks our hearts.
So to ask you a question, Ivy, yeah, I do
and your
this all day.
Sit alone in the house,
We both walked in, we said, we're in love. There's no doubt, the turning point, and they grabbed our hands.
I do great.
The movie ends. To the left, you tickle my feet. I chased you to the lake. Where you jumped from a tree. It was more than I could take. The sun shone down. No one's around.
Send it to Renee at KPEO.org.
Ever from PBM called Up My Sleeve. This song never made it to the album. It's an amazing song that you guys are going to love, so we're excited to have it here first.
Mm-hmm.
for Renee. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yes, sir.
Renee?
Yeah.
His head is down, I'm full of doubt. Reading poetry, he's trying to figure out what life's about. There's no easy answer, gotta let time pass and let pain slip away. Say the least. She finds the task of cracking jokes a bit preteen. They'll get together, you know what I mean. Neither to prepare for what's in store, but both of them, when Mark met Jen, neither would be like they were before. When fate steps in, when Mark met Jen, Mark keeps his realist point of view, keeps his faith in only that death can hold.
I'm just
come
like,
too
man,
soon, what's the point of living if your faith
isn't
on the means that
stuff.
You make. Jen tries to read and to entice herself with the words she puts her faith in Jesus Christ. He gives her the answers when she's down and out. There's one thing that can help. The coffee bar where Christians are is where Mark works. Jen's next in line, ready to buy her evening
burp.
He serves her with a condescending smirk. One tip, and she handed him his tip. $1.10 when Mark met Jen. He's weak, talk to that Bible freak. How sad she's been with Mark
got fired, I was like, too. So I just tried to coach and help him out and stuff. And then, my wife wanted to have kids. So, well, I could figure out something different. And so I called a couple of guys up and said, actually, I sent out an email to all the Major League Baseball teams. And a couple of guys called me up. Everybody's like, well, why did you put this in the right time? I'm like, that's their accomplishment. Not mine. I'm just part of it. Now, my accomplishment, I didn't do nothing to make that kid. Parents, you know, raised him. Now, if the kid's staying in my house and I raised them and trained them, that's different. But I only see these kids 6 months out of the year. The other 6 months, I don't know what they do. We got 20 seconds to win the next one.
Welcome back to Story to Screen, man. We've been having some great conversation, listening to some great music. And, you know, at Starfish, our motto is because each one matters. And that's really what all this is about. Storytelling, whether you're a film producer, a TV producer, music video maker, anything that has to do with the visual arts. And then obviously the music, you know, side of it as well, the music makers. So we've all got stories to tell. And that's what we're all here for, is to put those ideas together and start, you know, to put opportunities in front of kids that want to get in front of that same thing. So that being said, I want to take a minute here to ask Nate and Ivory, my two guests tonight. First, I want to have each one of them, for all the listeners out there right now and all the listeners that are going to be hearing this, you know, in the future, I'd love for you to be able to just throw out how people can find you, whether it's your Instagram, your TikTok, your Facebook, you know, whatever it is you want to give people to get in touch with you with their ideas, whether they're budding filmmakers or budding music makers or they're budding singers or whatever it is that they want to get in touch with you about and see, you know, where they can connect with you. So I'll start with Nate this time. If you can start, Nate, give them your information, and then we'll pop over to Ivory and let you give out your information, Ivory.
Yeah, so you can find us on Facebook. It's just PBM, so just PBM for Peanut Butter Mosquito. We're also on Instagram at pbm.peanutbuttermosquito. And our website is pbmband.com, and that's going to have we're in the process of some really cool stuff with our music right now. Most of the streaming sites, we've taken off a lot of our music. It's going to be getting re-released and redistributed starting in 2024. So we do still have some stuff up, and our website, too. You can listen to stuff. That's going to kind of give you more information than you'd probably want on the band. So, but with that being said, you can contact us through our website. You can contact us through Facebook, through Instagram. Feel free to write to us. I am the one that's going to probably be checking it, so you're going to be writing directly to me, and I'd love to really talk to anyone that wants to talk to us with any questions, comments, just want to say hello, or, you know, if there's someone out there that would like to collaborate, or, you know, picking up the guitar for the first time or something like that, we'd love to talk to you. Love to hear from you.
Awesome. All right. And so what about you, Ivory? How do they find you to connect with you?
Awesome. They can reach out to me directly through social media. I'm on Instagram. My first name, ivory.namor, my last name. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, or you can look up Wave Media, which is our wheelhouse, so to speak, and you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, or you can go directly to our website, wavemedia.com, and reach out to us through any of those different platforms.
Awesome, thank you. And you know, and KPO, man, like I can't say enough cool things about, you know, KPO letting us have this platform here to reach people. Because this is, again, what it's all about, is just reaching people, touching people, connecting with people. And this is an amazing way to be able to do it. So, again, big thanks to KPEO. So for you guys, talking about people and connecting with people, somewhere along the line, somebody connected with you guys first and got you, you know, your foot in the door, or however it came about. So I'll start with Ivory this time. Ivory, you know, Can you think back to one person that was influential in getting you started in the road you're on with this production world?
Oh, okay. So there's several, but I'll talk about my first real project, which was a docu-short I did for a young gentleman by the name of Jordan Adams, who was a first-round draft pick out of UCLA. And I came to him with the idea to do a docu-short on him. And, you know, this, you know, kid was a high-profile athlete, especially at the time, being a first-round draft pick going to Memphis. He said yes. He saw my vision. He entrusted me with a piece of his life to tell a story, and he believed that I could do that. And being my first piece, you know, and looking back, I'm extremely critical but proud of what we accomplished. But I think him having the faith in me, saying, hey, I'll give Ivory a shot at this because I think he can get this done. I think that was instrumental because it also gave me the confidence to move on and continue to create. And having somebody say, "Hey, I believe that you can get this done," was a big jump start for me, and his family as well. It wasn't just him; his whole family was involved in the process.
And isn't that what it, again? Just all about, man. Just finding people that you believe in, finding people that believe in you, and it just all just kind of sprouts from there. So. So back at you, Nate, what about you? Yeah. Is there a person you can pick out that was super influential in just, you know, the road you're on?
Well, I would say it was probably going to be my father. You know, my father is a guitar player, and he started playing guitar, I think, when he was 5 years old. And just kind of, you know, growing up and seeing him play guitar around the house. And he's the one that kind of taught me how to play guitar the first time when I was, I think I learned about 10 or 11. And then about 2002, we had to let our second guitar player in the band go when we were in the middle of recording something. And my dad kind of stepped in and was able to fill in. And my dad's been with the band ever since.
Wow, awesome.
Been in the group since 2003. So when we toured, when we went over to England and went to Europe and did all the tours around the country, my dad was there with us, and he's been in the band ever since. So I'm 41 years old, and you know, the rest of the guys in the band are, you know, late 30s, early 40s. My dad's 68 and he's still out there playing with us. So it's really been cool to have him, you know, on the road with us all those years, and now, you know, playing with us, it's, you know, and that's, you know, cool that he would, you know, still want to do that. So, definitely say that's been a blessing.
Absolutely, man. Wow. Yeah. Super, super talented guy and just an awesome human being as well. I can attest to that. So yeah, you know, the whole purpose here was, you know, you guys have formally now been introduced to each other and, you know, hopefully like all kinds of crazy magic can happen from this. And, we're just super excited about being part of the process for introducing people like you guys to each other. And then, yeah, being able to bring these kids into different opportunities and, you know, I really do believe that those opportunities will blossom not only for them, but also for you and for us and for everybody. We all blossom when this kind of stuff happens, because we all get something out of it. So I'm excited about everything that is, you know, gonna come from this show. You guys have some stuff coming up too, so before we have to wrap this up, if you guys want to let's start with Nate this time. Nate, if you want to throw out, you know, some stuff coming up in the future that you want to make sure everybody's paying attention to.
Yeah.
You know, let us know what's coming up for PBM.
Yeah. So we got a show coming up December 29th of this year at the Crowfoot Ballroom in Pontiac, Michigan. Going to be playing with some really cool artists there. Going to be a pre New Year's Eve show. So three pre's there. But we're looking forward to that. We're also going back into the studio December 2nd to record a song, and looking forward to some real cool distribution news and things like that happening throughout the new year. But we're going to be releasing lots of new material this year. Going to have a music video coming out in 2024. So, yeah, we got a lot of cool stuff. But I'd say, you know, check out our website, pbmband.com. Check out our social media. We're going to be, you know, posting videos quite often and all that good stuff. And looking forward to throwing a bunch of new content everyone's way once the new year hits. So that should be good stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, we're looking forward to all the good stuff you got coming up. Ivory, what about you, man? What kind of cool stuff you've got coming up in the new year?
Awesome. Well, we're very excited about the launch of our new channel, which will be on Roku, Apple, Netflix, and a few other platforms, and available on Android and iPhone or ISO, as well as an app. And we're just excited to be able to have our own platform to showcase a lot of the projects we've been involved with and some of the original content and an original TV series that we're curating ourselves. So that, I think it's a game changer. And in today's world, filmmakers and creators have a lot of opportunity to control their own destinies. This is definitely the way of the future, and we're looking forward to being on the forefront of that.
Awesome. Also, just very exciting stuff. And with us with the show, we've got you know, just a whole host of amazing people. You guys are all going to be interconnected. Just because it was you two on this show doesn't mean that it stops there, because every filmmaker that we bring in, every musician that we bring in, you guys are all, you know, a part of the same show, the same network, the same group of people that you guys are, you're going to all be interconnected and able to just, you know, work with each other and combine talents and hopefully, like I said, just produce and create a lot of opportunities for young people. Because they're the ones in line to run the world.
Amen.
So we got 30 seconds. So any quick thoughts, gentlemen?
Well, for me, thank you guys for having me on. Appreciate the opportunity to share some conversation with you, Nate, and look forward
here
to see what you guys have in the future.
All right, yes, Eric, go ahead. Eric, let's close it out. Use this as story to screen by Eric.
This radio is powered by Streamland, the superior internet radio hosting service that provides our SoCan license coverage. Visit streamland.com for more.
Join us every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Story to Screen, where we are rocking the film world. Catch the show each week live on KPEO World Community Radio in Toronto, Canada, Denver, Colorado, Real People Talk Radio in North Carolina, KYBN Mountain View, California, the UK, Ireland, and Scope Magazine out of Boston, Massachusetts, in support of WeAreStarfish.org, because each one matters.